Our final question today is from Frank, and it goes like this. This morning when I woke up to feel a drop of water on my face, and I realized that the ceiling above me was leaking. That, like it happened a few years ago, water had gotten in through the roof, down into the ceiling area, and was now dripping in. And so I had a big burst of adrenaline, and I got all this stuff moved around because I've been down this road before, and that's what I kept saying. And I reached out to the owners, and it was interesting because one of the owners said, well, I'm going to pray, essentially said, I'm going to pray that this stops. And it did stop. And although I have my bed in my living room, and I've moved things away from the drippy part, the dripping has stopped, even though it's still raining. And when I reported this, the owner said, well, the prayer worked. And I noticed that I was a little bit angry at that. I'm not going to ask you what your opinion is. What I'm going to ask you is more like what actually happened from my perspective, not from theirs. There are a couple of things that we want to say about this. The first thing is that you do tend to kind of live out these series, and so you have some cultural contrast of your own. Now, where this is leading, we have no idea. What you do with this, we have no idea. Our recommendation is that you take this as a launching pad to move into your own house. That's our recommendation, because that is what you're wanting. Of course, if you own the house, you could too also have a leaky roof. But that's neither here nor there. Because one thing you did do before you texted the owner is we were talking with you about it, and we suggested you realize, okay, this is something really helpful and good. And you got there, and your adrenaline began to kind of dissipate, and you got things moved around so that you were kind of taking care of business. But we've said to you a couple of times in the couple of hours since you've been awake, we've said you could have left everything there. You have big pieces of plastic in the closet, because again, you're ready for this. And you could just have laid the plastic down over everything and just waited for things to pass. It's okay, whatever you did. It doesn't matter how you got to where you are. It really doesn't. But the thing that we know that you're angry about is that you're angry about the use of the word prayer. And this is just something we would really invite you to notice. This is a bugaboo that need not be a bugaboo. And it's okay that you have it. It's that you do not like the fact that this person is basically telling you how your reality unfolded. And it's, we're not saying anything that is not, you're not thinking. It does annoy you that you feel that way, because you do want to see, and you do in fact feel, the appreciation you have for their powerful intent. And it is their building, after all. It does belong to them, and they don't want you to be harmed. So that's one thing you might want to realize. They don't want you to lose your things. They don't want you to move out. They want you to continue to be their tenant. They really like that. And that's not any surprise. We're not telling you anything you don't know. So it does make everybody's life a lot easier if, through the power of prayer or intentional manifesting, you decide that whatever it was that happened just happened. And then it stopped. And so it's fine. And it's not the catastrophe that you were thinking it would be. And we did suggest that you go stand up on the ladder and touch the ceiling so that you could see that the only place that was all damp was right on the very seam. Blah, 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 blah. And if you'll notice, there's a part of you that immediately kicked in and said, yeah, that's right, because this is what this is like, is like a, if someone had a wound that had healed up, but every now and then when it's stressed, a little bit of blood pops out, but it doesn't open back up. It's just a little bit of blood, a little bit of water, drip, 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 and then it's done. Now, the engineering part of you is thinking, but where did the water go? Because you know where the water went last time. Well, why don't you decide that you don't really fucking know? and go ahead and let the owner and do their intervention with their God and their prayer, and go ahead and let them be in charge of this goddamn building. You don't own it. Let them be in charge of it. Whatever happens, remember, the point of intentional manifesting, of remembering who you are, is not to stop shit from happening. If you try to stop shit from happening, you will get more and more shit to stop from happening. You don't want that. You want to know that whatever occurs, whatever may rise up, is perfectly okay, even though you're not going to like it. You're going to have that moment of standing there with the fox and the bear and thinking, this is not cool. But then you remember, no, they all know what they're doing. My job is just kind of hand the watermelon over and be on my merry way. Same sort of thing here. We absolutely, and we know you know this, but we're going to say it with great clarity. We absolutely are not going to talk about this as in, this would not have happened if. There will be no such statement like that forthcoming, because that doesn't make any sense. Now, we said it started off by saying you do tend to live out these series. But this is not a tragedy. This is not a catastrophe. A couple things got wet. You moved them out of the way. You put down some plastic. It stopped dripping. Who knows what will happen next? But the bottom line is, if you are in the job of trying to be really good at intentional manifesting and making sure that things don't happen to you, you will be spending a lot of time making sure that things don't happen to you. We don't recommend it. We recommend that you just hand the watermelon over to the bear and just go on your merry way. It's okay. We also do recommend that you start feeling your way into even more, because we know you've done it already, what it feels like to have your own house. So, that's our answer. And we thank you very much for bringing it to the table. Very helpful, very delightful, and very, very magical indeed.